fridge.
I don't know about that, man, but glad to be here.
Dude, I'm sure you've heard this a million times over. Little engine that could.
Man, yeah.
Rocky Balboa, man. You are. You got like the underdog story of a lifetime. Man,
thanks, dude. I like Rocky. I'll take Rocky.
Rocky's a little cooler than the little engine.
Rocky's cool, man. No, it's just been a whirlwind for us.
For those that don't know, I'm going to do a little peek behind the curtain. You were here a few years ago. You did our after party.
Yeah.
You flew yourself in and you were pushing your single, and everybody was just like, you know what? Can he do it? We don't know. And you got that sucker right up.
Man, all the way to number one.
Right to number
independently.
One.
And independently. And I just want to say thank you to y'all for playing this. You know, you changed my life. And I moved to Nashville 13 years ago to chase this dream of playing music. And, you know, I had failed record deals. I had failed singles, lost managers. And I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try this myself. I hired my own staff and went after radio alone. And we came here and played your guys' show. This is my third time being here.
This is the third time.
I came here and I played your pre-party one year.
Just Dance With Me was your current single.
Yeah, that's right. And then I played the after party. I think last year I played the after party.
Last year.
This is my first time playing the main stage.
Look at this.
And dude, it's a big full circle moment for me. And, you know, I could have gave up and packed my bags and moved home. And
You have a dream, you go for it, right?
You have a dream, you go for it. I think it's just a shout out to everybody out there. You know, whatever you want to do in life, you can do it. Even if people tell you no, if you feel like there's big red stop signs, but you feel like in your gut, hey, keep going, and you might just end up doing your dream. And somehow we made it by the grace of God to our first number one record with She's Somebody's Daughter, and now we're working on our second top 10, which is crazy.
And that thing started going up the chart. When you saw it going up the charts, were you going,
At first
you were like, all right, it's going up. This is good. And then it kept going. Were you starting to go, we may got something here.
We may got something, yeah. Well, I always knew the song was special, you know, but even before I went to radio, the song had already a billion plays on TikTok. It was doing something special, but I couldn't get anybody in Nashville to get excited. I couldn't. I had four failed singles. Labels were like, we know Drew. He's been here forever.
Right.
Why would we sign this? And I was like, all right, well, the only way to get people excited is I got to bet on me.
Just do it.
Do it. I'll hire my own thing, do it myself. And I knew the song was special if I could just get radio to play it. And radio rallied around it and started testing for them. They started seeing the reaction. I was like, oh, man, this actually might work. You know, all I dreamed was if I could get a top 40. I never had a top 40 before at country radio. And if I could do that, I felt like we could be off to the races. Then it was 30. Then it was 20. I was like, baby, we going for it. We going, man.
And then you got it. Man, that must have been bittersweet, right?
It was, man. It was very, very special story for us to still talk about. You know, somebody told me, it was like, man, you're the first artist in the history of country music to self-fund their first number one. That's
crazy.
Never happened.
It was crazy.
And it's just like, I just, there's so many other independent artists that have reached out to me and said, man, I stay going because of you and your story. And it allows me to, you know, allows other independent artists to think, I can do this too, you know, and I hope that there's a lot of people out there that don't stop and keep going because of what we did.
A lot of people don't know this, but I'm the music director here at the radio station too. And yours was the first time I got to like witness, like every week I just tune into the chart and be like, where's Duet, man? Like,
I was watching like
a Rocky fight. I was like, come on, man, keep going. I'm like, yeah, he's going to make it. He's going to do it. Like,
thank you.
It was exciting to watch because I knew you were doing it by yourself. There wasn't like the machine like, oh, you're going to get your turn. It was like, man, he's going to do it.
We did it, man. And it's really exciting. To think, you know, now we got a second single, Tough People, that you guys are playing. I'm very excited about. And, you know, this song was my story. You know, this is why it's my second song. Tough times make tough people. And I just went through one of the toughest times in my life. And I was like, hey, I knew this had to be the follow up to tell my story of like hard work pays off, good beats evil, tough times make tough people. And now it's really exciting to see radio around the country rallying around this. We started a Tough People Fund. We've been raising money for kids with cancer.
Beautiful.
I just got word that St. Jude is going to make this their song, and they're going to put this in all of their commercials and all their ads. And that's why we do this, man. It's the why. And for me, it's like, yeah, having a top 10, having a number one is special, but if we can help some kids.
That's what it's all about, right?
Dude, that's what it's all about. That's why we're here.
Sure, absolutely. Are we also going to get to hear that very catchy dance with you tonight?
Man, I don't know. I haven't played it in a long time.
No,
I haven't played it in a long time.
For good old sakes, maybe.
If somebody screams it out in the crowd,
you better watch what you ask for.
I better watch. If somebody screams it out, I might do it.
Gates open at 5. If you got the VIP ticket, of course, doors open for everybody else at 6 o'clock. Drew Baldridge, we can't wait to see you tonight.
Can't wait, buddy.